Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
It's the next round of help for agricultural producers as passed into law by Congress back in December. Some folks are calling it CFAP 3, but others, including USDA, call it CFAP AA. New Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack calling it that and saying that sign-up is underway, but you don't necessarily know what you're signing up for yet.
We are now and will extend the sign-up period for CFAP AA until such time as we've made a final decision on how we're going to structure the plan. How we're going to structure next steps in terms of administering this portion of CFAP. Once we make those determinations, we'll provide an additional 30 days for producers to sign up once they kind of know the rules of the game, what's in and what's out. And then, of course, obviously, as soon as we're in a position to release funds, we'll obviously do this as quickly as we possibly can. The bottom line of this is we want to do it in the right way, and we want to make sure that as we look at the totality of the relief that's been provided and will be provided, that at the end of the day, we've provided us an equitable distribution, if you will, based on commodity, based on need, based on region, based on size of operation, and so forth, so that we're in the position to be able to say that we've provided as much help as possible to as many farmers, ranchers, and producers as possible.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Now, Ethan Lane of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association during their winter reboot virtual meeting indicated that Congress was very specific last December when it came to extra help for cattle producers, over $1 billion earmarked for cattle producers that were not helped a lot under the CFAP 1 program that sold cattle between April 15 and May 15th. We'll see if USDA honors those dictates or not. Now, of course, one of the big priorities for the Biden administration is climate change mitigation, and agriculture can have a real role in that, so says Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau. He testified on that topic this last week before the House Agriculture Committee, saying farmers and ranchers have already been at the forefront of this battle, adopting a lot of new technology.
They've done everything from methane digesters on livestock farms to planting practices that result in less destruction of the soil. We are currently looking for partners to build on the achievements that we've already made. We're working with land-grant universities, policymakers, and other partners. At American Farm Bureau, we look forward to continuing to find solutions for the challenges of the future.
Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, and other groups have come together in a Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance in order to offer constructive solutions for agriculture and climate change. You've got Farm News on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 bull sale Saturday, March 6, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Fife Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 83 Angus and Simmental Sim-Influence bulls, plus 47 home-raised commercial open heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.